You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Genesis chapter 26, and we'll be reading from the New English Translation. There was a famine in the land, subsequent to the earlier famine that occurred in the days of Abraham. Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, at Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Settle down in the land that I will point out to you. Stay in this land. Then I will be with you and will bless you, for I will give all these lands to you and to your descendants, and I will fulfill the solemn promise I made to your father Abraham. I will multiply your descendants so they will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. And I will give them all these lands. All the nations of the earth will pronounce blessings on one another using the name of your descendants. All this will come to pass because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So Isaac settled in Gerar. When the men of that place asked him about his wife, he replied, "She is my sister." He was afraid to say, "She is my wife," for he thought to himself, "The men of this place will kill me to get Rebekah, because she is very beautiful." After Isaac had been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, happened to look out a window and observed Isaac caressing his wife Rebekah. So Abimelech summoned Isaac and said, "She is really your wife. Why did you say she is my sister?" Isaac replied, "Because I thought someone might kill me to get her." Then Abimelech exclaimed, "What in the world have you done to us? One of the men might easily have had sexual relations with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." So Abimelech commanded all the people, "Whoever touches this man or his wife will surely be put to death." When Isaac planted in that land, he reaped in the same year 100 times what he had sown, because the Lord blessed him. The man became wealthy. His influence continued to grow until he became very prominent. He had so many sheep and cattle and such a great household of servants that the Philistines became jealous of him. So the Philistines took dirt and filled up all the wells that his father's servants had dug back in the days of his father Abraham. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Leave us and go elsewhere, for you have become much more powerful than we are." So Isaac left there and settled in the Gerar Valley. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug back in the days of his father Abraham, for the Philistines had stopped them up after Abraham died. Isaac gave these wells the same names his father had given them. When Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well with fresh flowing water there, the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water belongs to us." So Isaac named the well Esek because they argued with him about it. His servants dug another well, but they quarreled over it too, so Isaac named it Sitna. Then he moved away from there and dug another well. They did not quarrel over it, so Isaac named it Rehoboth, saying, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we will prosper in the land." From there, Isaac went up to Beersheba. The Lord appeared to him that night and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." Then Isaac built an altar there and worshiped the Lord. He pitched his tent there, and his servants dug a well. Now Abimelech had come to him from Gerar along with Ahuzah, his friend, and Phicol, the commander of his army. Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to me? You hate me and sent me away from you." They replied, "We could plainly see that the Lord is with you. So we decided there should be a pact between us, and you. Allow us to make a treaty with you, so that you will not do us any harm, just as we have not harmed you, but have always treated you well before sending you away in peace. Now you are blessed by the Lord. So Isaac held a feast for them, and they celebrated. Early in the morning, the men made a treaty with each other. Isaac sent them off. They separated on good terms. That day, Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they had dug. "We've found water," they reported. So he named it Sheba. That is why the name of the city has been Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, as well as Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. They caused Isaac and Rebekah great anxiety. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Father, we're grateful that as we look at this portion of Scripture, we can see the ongoing development of your fulfillment of the promise that you made to Abraham. You were blessing Isaac, who was the son of the promise. You were showing him favor in all sorts of ways. And in the process, you show us that what you say can be relied upon. Lord, throughout your word, there are so many promises and different things that you've revealed to us. You've told us all sorts of things regarding life. You've told us all sorts of things regarding our walk with you. You've told us all sorts of things regarding the future. And we should be confident in you in regard to all of these promises. When you speak something, it's true. When you communicate something, it's accurate. And we pray that that would be our response and our attitude toward everything in your word. And Father, we recognize that your word is intentionally seeking to point our hearts to your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that through Christ we find peace. We know that through Christ we find our new identity as your children. And we know that through your Son, Jesus Christ, we receive the gift of salvation. So we're grateful that you have blessed us with your Son, our Savior, our Rescuer and Redeemer. And we pray that as we approach this day, that we would do so with confidence in you, knowing that you meet all our deepest needs through your Son, Jesus Christ. We're grateful for this truth. We're grateful for the confidence that you develop in our hearts in regard to these things. And we're grateful for your presence with us today. We commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. Our bookstore at desirejesus.com contains various books that I've written throughout the years that are focused on spiritual growth, marriage enrichment, and leadership development. Most books are available in both paperback and Kindle editions, and new content is being added to our bookstore regularly. Proceeds from the sale of all items in our bookstore contribute toward the ongoing support of our online ministry. Visit us at desirejesus.com to learn more. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.